Will your ex miss you if you leave them alone? Well, this video could literally be 30 seconds because my flippant response to that question is, well, if you don't leave them alone, they will definitely not miss you. However, I know you want me to actually answer the question, so stay tuned and I will. Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back or to get over your ex. And welcome back, my beautiful no-contact army. Have you downloaded my app Silencio to help you stay in no contact? If not, the link is underneath every single video and podcast. And if you too would like to join our beautiful no contact army, and it is beautiful, I've seen some of my followers, they are very attractive, then all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification and you're in. And to read our manual, go to nocontactsecrets.com where you can read 2 free chapters before you purchase the book. So the reason that you're asking this question about whether your ex will miss you is because you assume that if they miss you, that will make them want to reach out and come back. But what you're really asking is, will they finally realize what they had? Well, are you worth having? I mean, if you were a bad partner, what's to miss? Now, hopefully the times when you were anxious, needy, jealous, possessive, out of control were minimal compared to the amount of time the relationship was amazing. Otherwise, once they get past the relief stage, and if they're avoidant, especially dismissive avoidant, even if they do miss you, it may not be enough for them to come back. I know you don't want to hear that, but I'm not here to sugarcoat things. I'm here to tell you the truth. And this is why one of the things that you should be doing while you're in no contact is working on yourself so that if you don't have a secure attachment style, you work to become more secure. If there are aspects of your life that turn people off, work on those. And when you become a great person to be with, people will find it very hard to leave you. And if they do, the chances of them coming back are very high. When you know that you didn't really do anything wrong in the relationship, and it was either the situation or the person's family or the person's own issues that caused the breakup, it's easier to deal with, rather than having to blame yourself because you ruined it with your behavior. I was just speaking to a client yesterday, and his ex is a classic fearful avoidant. She kept pulling away, coming back, pulling away, coming back. And he did absolutely nothing wrong. And that's frustrating because you do everything right, and because of their attachment style, they leave. So of course, he needs to stay in no contact until she realizes what she had. Now, luckily, you still have a chance even if you behave badly, thanks to our friend FAB, Faded Affect Bias, which I talk about in my video, The 7 Reasons That No Contact Works on Everyone. And I will put the link in the upper right-hand corner on YouTube. And basically what it means is that as time goes by, we forget the bad memories associated with a person or situation and are only left with the good memories. I think this is the mind's way of protecting itself. But in order for this to happen, you have to stay no contact to allow them to get out of the relief stage and eventually get to the point where they will miss you. And people are afraid to do no contact because they think that their ex will just move on and forget about them. And they want them to miss them. And I did a video on this topic, and I will put the link, of course, in the upper right-hand corner. So, of course, this isn't true, but you're coming from a fearful mindset where you see everything the opposite of what it is. It's like the upside down and backward world in Alice in Wonderland. That's why it's good to get an outside perspective to shed some light on your situation. You literally can't see the forest for the trees. That's why no contact is so important, because it allows you time to step away from the situation and begin to see things as they really are, which is harder to do when you're actually in the situation. You get a different perspective and you realize that you actually don't want your ex back sometimes. Now also, Mother Nature is playing you. It's causing you to have obsessive thoughts because it wants people to propagate. It does not give a damn about no contact. It just wants people to get back together so they can have sex and get pregnant and continue the human race. Do not let Mother Nature fool you. By the way, if you're finding this video helpful, please hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on any future videos. Thank you. So just because you haven't heard from them yet, Or just because it seems as if they are not watching your social media posts, it doesn't mean they don't miss you. And for all you know, they could be watching from a secondary account or have their friends report back to them what you're posting. Now, if you saw that your ex is on a dating app, you might be thinking, well, how could they possibly miss me if they're already looking for someone else? Well, actually, that's a good sign sometimes, because the fact that they're looking for someone else tells you that they actually miss you and their relationship. Otherwise, they would take the time to grieve and not go looking for a rebound, which is all that that's going to be in most cases. So you have to let time do its thing and not interrupt the process by reaching out to them. They may have thought that their life would be better without you, but when they realize that it isn't, that's when they start to miss you. And I talked about this in my video about no contact and the power of time. And yes, I will put the link in the upper right-hand corner. So someone can't miss you unless there's been time and space between the two of you. And how much time and space is needed depends on so many variables, including attachment style, interest level, reason for the breakup, and length of the relationship. Someone who you were talking with or who you saw every day is probably going to miss you a lot sooner than someone who you talked to or saw once a week, for example. You need to give them time and let them go through situations where you would normally have been with them and they feel your absence. For example, let's say you had brunch together on Sundays and now it's Sunday and they're not brunching or they're there with friends. And then maybe their friend will tell a funny story and they'll think about how much you would have enjoyed hearing that story. And that's the moment they miss you. Or maybe you used to watch a certain show together and now they're watching it alone, or maybe they travel to a place that the two of you had been before and the memories of your trip there with them hit them when they arrive, and that's when they start to miss you. And all these triggers take time to happen. They're not going to happen in the first week after the breakup. Impatience is your enemy and patience is your friend, and most people are impatient. So use this situation to work on your patience if you're usually impatient. If you grew up with parents who always gave you what you wanted and you never had to wait for anything, that was not good. At some point, life is going to force you to be patient, whether you want to be or not. It's imperative that you get into no contact and stay there until they reach out and say something significant. Give them the time and the space to miss you over and over again. Let them find out for themselves that you're not easily replaced and they actually can't live without you. We live in a world where most people are used to instant gratification, so they expect their ex to miss them and reach out within a couple of weeks, and that's just not realistic. If they do reach out and want to get back together in a couple of weeks, then it was a fake breakup. Usually it takes months and months to get an ex back, even when they realize that they miss you. It's a process. So if you want your ex back, you have to give them the gift of missing you. Only then can they realize what they've lost and reach out and try to win you back. Okay, so now I want to hear from you. So what do you think are the situations where your ex is going to miss you? What did you guys always do together that now they're going to have to do alone? Comment below. And in the meantime, if you would like my help to get your ex back, please contact me at theartoflove.net and we will send you the rates. The direct link is below every single video and podcast. If you found this video helpful, please like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to this as a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.